Well, hello, everybody. It's Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It, the Monday edition. Tony always does something on Mondays that makes us feel better about Mondays. He gives us five things that are worse than Monday.
I bet you'll agree, too. At number five, Captain Hook being your proctologist would be worse than Monday.
Arr.
Number four, your boss forcing all employees to start the day with a group singing of Baby Shark.
Oh, just shoot me.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
No thanks.
Number three, going to jail for asking a KFC manager to send you some breast pics. Ain't why you want to go to jail.
Send me them original recipes.
Yeah.
Worse than Monday, number two, belly button blue cheese salad dressing. And the number one thing on my list of things worse than Monday, learning a Speedo made out of Saran wrap also carries exposure charges.
But at least it keeps you fresh.
Yeah, it does.
This morning we also told you about a guy in court throwing his own poop. It's hard to imagine an innocent person throwing poop at a judge, but here we are in 2019.
Oh, no.
There's a 33-year-old guy named Dorleans Philidor. But, you know, that name doesn't sound like a poo thrower, does it?
It don't, when I say that.
I mean, it sounds like Dorleans Philidor. Yes, Gray Poupon.
Right.
Anyway, he was on trial this last week in Miami with burglary charges.
Shame on him.
Before the jury got there for closing arguments on Friday, he flipped out, started throwing his own poo at the judge.
Oh, no.
Then he ate some of it and yelled, "It's protein! It's good for you!"
Oh, fella ate his own dookie?
No, it's not.
I guess... Technically, it does have a little protein in it. We ate it once.
I don't know. I Googled it, so now it's in my search history. And so, anyway, human feces has between 2 and 25% protein. So he wasn't totally wrong. But there's better protein sources is what I'm saying.
You hear that, boss? Now you thought, is the poop got protein in it? They think that'd be on my search history. It's Jason's.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway.
Good.
But here's the deal. They found him not guilty still.
He flung dookie
at the judge.
And he not guilty.
Right.
Well.
Hey, first off, I'd never eat it. Second off, I couldn't even imagine touching it.
No, well, just think. There were poor police officers that had to apprehend this man.
Yeah.
And he's got handfuls of...
No, you cuff him. You cuff him. No, man, I was hired before you. You're the last man hired. You got to cuff him. No, you cuff him.
All right, let's do paper, rock, scissors. And
no, not you, dude. You keep your hands yourself. If you go to the movies, it may end up bad for you. There is a popcorn shortage.
Oh, no.
Guys, this is bad news, especially if you love going to the movies.
Everybody likes going to the movies. What is it?
There's a popcorn shortage.
Mm-mm. How's that?
Well, all the rain prevented many popcorn growers from across the Midwest from planting popcorn.
All right. Yeah. So
30 to 40% of the nation's popcorn fields went unplanted this spring.
Oh, that is a lot.
The crops in many that were planted are growing poorly.
We had too much rain up there.
Much rain and... I guess root rot, I don't know, but I mean, it's...
Well, this is going to lead to the popcorn black market.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be bad.
Hey, man, you got any of that Canadian popcorn?
I got to need some of that extra butter. I'm jonesing. Yeah. I can't stop shaking.
I'm looking for some of that butter kush popcorn. Y'all got any of that?
Hey, I'll call a friend. I hear he's got some in.
You don't have any popcorn, but you got butter vape? I'll take it.
There was a Russian guy, and he had a nail in his head.
Yep, a nail in his head.
And he forgot about it. This guy in Russia, he was complaining to his doctors he was losing his hearing. But it didn't take long for him to find the problem.
Oh, thank goodness. What was it?
He had a 2-inch double-headed nail lodged in his brain. First off, what's a double-headed nail?
Right, right. And how does a human get one of them lodged in your brain and not know?
And then
it?
How do you forget about it? Because that's what he told them. Oh, yeah. Well, I got that nail in my brain.
It slipped my mind. Yeah. Huh.
He was drunk when it happened. His wife forgot about it, by the way.
Well.
He said he didn't feel any pain. It had been in there for 3 years.
3 years.
It was in his head for 3 years. Boy, that Russian vodka is amazing, ain't it? A new story from Tony and Tony Tales today.
Hope you like it.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a Toy Story doll named Woody got kidnapped by Voodoo McVoodoo Face and transformed Woody into a voodoo doll. Voodoo Woody woke up evil and mean. Roar! Roar! Said Mean Woody. Where's Ken and Barbie? I want to pull the arms and legs off of Ken and Barbie. Roar! This is great! Said Voodoo McVoodoo Face. Evil Woody is under my spell, so now I can destroy all the dolls in the world. Not so fast, said Mr. Potato Head. Untie my Woody. Judy Chop, Judy Chop, Judy Chop Kick. Judy Headbutt, Judy Face Slap, Judy Face Slap. Voodoo McVoodoo Face was knocked unconscious by Mr. Potato Head, and this gave him time to untie Bad Woody and turn him into Good Woody again. Then he untied him and they ran away to freedom, but not before turning around and shooting that old building with a bazooka missile. The end.
Here's a brand new word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Gaikoki pokey. Gaikoki pokey is when someone puts their insurance in, they take their insurance out, they put their insurance in, and they shake it all about. Gaikoki pokey.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric.
Never
written. Yeah, never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He had an affair on Cinco de Mayo. Now all her texts tell him to go to Hayo.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
Alan Pierce is a real good dude. He's an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California. Last year, he risked his life to save his patients from the campfire, which was the deadliest wildfire in state history.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a bad
one. It was bad. He used his Toyota Tundra to shuttle patients to safety when the fire spread. When it got too close to the hospital. He went back and forth several times.
What a man.
And the flames got so close, his doors were charred and his taillights melted.
Golly, you know it got hot in that truck.
But he doesn't have to worry about replacing his truck because Toyota heard about the story and decided to replace it with the brand new Toyota Tundra.
Aww.
Here's the thing, though. They made some modifications first before they gave it to him. Put in a heavy-duty roof rack, some bigger tires, lift kit, onboard CO2 tank. And here's the coolest part, because the charred doors, they kind of were like a badge of honor. They did a custom paint job, and they recreated the look of the charred doors, and they gave it some texture and stuff like that because, you know, the paint had bubbled.
That is
so it's
cooler.
A complete custom paint job and a brand-new truck with all this cool stuff they gave to Alan. So
that's cooler than cool.
That is cool. That's cool of Toyota to do.
There's a whole lot of real good in this, plus all the people who are alive thanks to Alan.
Because of Alan. So to Alan Pierce and Toyota. Y'all are real good. All right, well, that wraps up the podcast today. Thanks so much for listening to it. This has been In Case You Missed It.